Florida Governor Jeb Bush wants to change the way flight schools are regulated. He believes that may keep Saturday's small plane crash in Tampa from happening again. A 15-year-old student pilot stole a plane and flew into the Bank of America Plaza. To investigators, Charles Bishop was a troubled loner who wanted to commit suicide. Flight instructors and teachers remember him as an aspiring writer. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Bobby O'Brien reports.
To first-year teacher Gabriella Terry, Charles Bishop was a good boy, a sociable student with a sense of humor. Terry teaches journalism at Eastlake, a high school 30 miles west of Tampa. One of her daily exercises is to have students discuss the headlines. Monday, the news topic was their classmate Bishop.
He was a very gentle, kind, sweet person. And we were upset that this didn't come out in the news. It was all the negative. And that upset us all very much.
Police say Bishop left a suicide note expressing support for Osama bin Laden and the terrorist attacks. Terry says that's a contradiction to the sadness and anger that the 11th grader expressed when his journalism class talked about the September 11th attacks.
I remember in class the day that we discussed this, he let me know that he wanted to join the Air Force, the United States Air Force, so bad things like this wouldn't happen.
In fact, Bishop's suicidal flight was so contrary to what she knew of the teen, Terry's first reaction was to read through Bishop's papers and rough drafts, checking to see if she'd missed something. She had not. Bishop's honors English teacher, Andrea Panarelli, had a similar response.
This was something that was totally out of the blue. No one saw it coming. None of my students did. I didn't, certainly. And certainly I have my ways of checking.
One of Panarelli's checks is her weekly vocabulary list of 10 words.
And they have to write 10 original sentences. I watch those sentences to see if we have some strange things being written, and certainly there's journal topics. There was none of that. Nothing. Nothing.
Bishop's flight instructors at the St. Petersburg Clearwater Airport were equally baffled. To them, he was a teenager willing to wash airplanes to pay for his lessons. Bishop's mother and grandmother released a written statement saying they too had absolutely no prior indication that this might occur. Eastlake parent Scott Cubsett sympathizes with Bishop's family. He says it's sometimes difficult as a parent to recognize when a child is having problems.
I think every parent wants to think their child's a perfect child. That's pretty much the case. And sometimes it's hard for us to accept that our children may have problems.
Bishop's teachers and classmates are taking his death very personally. Again, journalism teacher Terry.
I like Charles very much, and he has a family that cares about him. And I want them to know that there are people out there that like Charles. I can't see anything negative to say about the young man. And to them, I'm very sorry.
Florida Governor Jeb Bush is urging the Federal Aviation Administration to tighten regulations at flight schools to make sure this doesn't happen again. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.